I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The president has said that in terms of territories and stuff, these are things that Zelensky's going to have to decide on. These are things that the Ukrainian side is going to have to agree to. That's all the president is trying to do here is narrow down the open issues, narrow them down, and then see if we can play some role in bringing that closer together so we can stop and end this war once and for all. Look, this war is only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. You've seen that in the escalation and the attacks. Russia's economy is now 100% full-time war footing. They are producing munitions. The Ukrainians are as well. Both sides are hitting each other very, very hard. And the war is only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. So he's trying to do everything he can to bring it to an end. But people that are out there talking what they don't know with all these stupid leaks and things of that nature, they all want to just sound important. They don't know what they're talking about. The president's been very clear. In terms of like what Zelensky is going to agree to, that's up to them to decide. They're going to have to decide what they're willing to give and ultimately what they're going to get, what they're going to demand as well. Both sides are going to. But here's what I can tell you for certain. You can't have a peace deal between two warring factions unless both sides agree to give up something and both sides agree that the other side gets something.
That is common procedure. That is Secretary of State Rubio challenging, attacking those on the left who say, well, Trump is playing up to Putin, and he's going to try to embarrass Zelensky. That's why the European leaders are coming to meet at the White House earlier today with Zelensky. No, they were invited. They were invited to come with Zelensky for today's meeting at the White House. Everything Trump tries to do correctly, they want to undermine it. Do they not realize what they're doing? They're the ones playing with lives. They're the ones that keep relighting the fires once we try to put them out. And Secretary Rubio's had it with, and so have I. I'm going to give you some details here in a moment that will just put me over the top. You might handle it better. But I have to admit, I'm absolutely incensed that some of the attitude of the leftist media, what can we do to undermine everything Trump is doing? Do you not realize what is at stake? You're the same ones out there crying for all the children, help the families, all the people suffering. You're creating more of it. Not only in Ukraine, but in Gaza and elsewhere around the world. Our focus currently is Ukraine. Thanks for joining us. Hour number one, Larry Connors, USA, August 18, 2025. And you're damn right, I am fired up. We start every program that way. And I remind you of Larry Connors USA, remind you that you're going to get news, opinion, analysis, and education. You will leave each hour with more information than you had when we began. I promise you that. And reminding you, when we're on the air, like right now, you can watch us. You can watch by going to Newstalk STL Rumble, Facebook or Twitter, Larry Connors USA, Rumble, Facebook. If you miss anything now or later, and you want to go back and pull it up, watch, view, listen, share with others, you go to Newstalk STL podcast, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. I appreciate it. And you, therefore, get a chance to be involved in spreading the word. In our next hour, we are going to focus on intel leaks involving Senator Adam Schiff. Of course, he was a congressman at the time that he was trying to persecute Donald Trump and pushing those false impeachment hearings. But now, of course, he is a senator since Dianne Feinstein is put out to pasture. But he is not free of what he did when it came to leaking intel. We will get into that in our second hour. And later this hour, political analyst John Gordon's view of the talks between Putin, Trump, Zelensky, and the same from Mark Levin, the great one. You'll hear from Mark Levin on his points about this. Keep in mind, Zelensky's meeting at the White House today comes as He is flanked by European allies that he wanted to go with, and they were invited. I cannot stress that again. The leftists would have you believe they went to protect Zelensky so Trump won't be so dismissive of him as the last time. Did you remember the last time? Well, that happened, of course, when they had that prior meeting. And it got cut short by a shouting match between Trump and Vice President Vance because Zelensky was getting on a line telling the U.S. what they should do. The Ukrainian leader has acknowledged that last visit, not so good. Me bad. He didn't say it in those words, but that's what it came down to. He told reporters in Brussels, "I hope today's meeting will be productive," than a repeat of what we had earlier this year. And the talks today, it's going to take a time, again, to analyze and parse them out. There are a lot of details to go through. You cannot make, despite what some of the legacy media want to do, instantaneous judgments that it's good, it's positive. This is a process. They don't get it. They actually think they're the kinds of ones that you go to the supermarket to buy milk. Milk comes in the carton. Everybody gets it in a carton. That's where it came from the carton. They don't realize cows provide the milk because that's part of the process. You go to the store, you want the milk, there it is. And then you're ignoring the process involving our great dairy farmers across the nation. But here's an example of the leftists and how they went on the attack. This I'm telling you again, I'm biting my tongue not to say something that could possibly get us off the air forever. Rubio went on ABC, and listen to the way the question is phrased. Now, the question would be legitimate, except the phrasing sets up a scenario that we are basically kowtowing to Putin. Listen to this.
Critics of President Trump will say the pomp and circumstances, the red carpet, the warm handshake, that President Trump simply lost that, that Putin gained there just by being on the world stage and walking down a red carpet with the president. Your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, critics of President Trump are always going to find something to criticize. You don't even pay attention to it anymore. But yep. I will tell you this. Putin is already on the world stage. He's already on the world stage. The guy's conducting a full-scale war in Ukraine. He's already on the world stage. He has the world's largest tactical nuclear arsenal in the world and the second largest strategic nuclear arsenal in the world. He's already on the world stage. When I hear people say that, oh, it elevates him. Well, all we do is talk about Putin all the time. All the media's done is talk about Putin all the time for the last 4 or 5 years. That doesn't mean he's right about the war. That doesn't mean he's justified about the war. Put all that aside. It means you're not going to have a peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine. You're not going to end a war between Russia and Ukraine without dealing with Putin.
But you rolled out a red carpet for him, and there was that warm handshake. Would you have Trump walk up to him and spit on him? Would that make you happy? That's the view from ABC. You go to CBS, Margaret Brennan tried the same little approach.
You know there is concern from the Europeans that President Zelensky is going to be bullied into signing something away. That's why you have these European leaders coming as backup tomorrow.
No.
That's
not true. No, but that's not that's not true. They're not coming here tomorrow to keep Zelensky from being bullied. This is such a stupid media narrative that they're coming here tomorrow because Trump is going to bully Zelensky into a bad deal. We've been working with these people for weeks on this stuff. They're coming here tomorrow because they chose to come here tomorrow. We invited them to come. We invited them to come. The president invited them to come. Look, at the end of the day, if peace is not going to be possible here and this is just going to continue on as a war, people will continue to die by the thousands. The president has that option to then come in and impose new sanctions. But if he did this now, the moment the president puts those additional sanctions, that's the end of the talks. You've basically locked in at least another year to year and a half of war and death and destruction. We may unfortunately wind up there, but we don't want to wind up there. We want to wind up with a peace deal that ends this war so Ukraine can go on with the rest of their lives and rebuild their country and be assured that this is never going to happen again. That's the goal here. We're going to do everything possible to make that happen. If it's doable, it will require both sides to make concessions. It will require both sides to get things they're asking for. That's how these deals are made, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, well, the leftists won't like it if it all comes to an end because they'd want Trump to be getting credit for it. Even the NATO Secretary General said Trump is the one who's actually breaking the deadlock.
And I think it is very good that President Trump will test him and we'll see how far he can get on Friday, starting this process. He basically broke the deadlock, President Trump, in February, starting the dialogue with Putin. I think that was crucial. We had a great NATO summit under his leadership, committing to 5% defense spending. So that is a clear signal to our main threat, which is Russia, that we are serious. And then he opened the floodgates 3 weeks ago of American lethal weapons to be delivered into Ukraine, coordinated by NATO. And of course, the secondary sanctions. He started them with putting them on India, which is one of the biggest buyers of Russian oil and gas.
And we're going to get into that more a little bit later. But Missouri Senator Schmidt says Trump is the one that's making things happen.
I look at this from a realistic point of view. The diplomacy that President Trump is engaging in, which has been very successful since he took office, is about engaging people that, you know, maybe aren't your best friends in the world, but you're trying to get to a peace deal. That's exactly what this was. And I would also point out, you know, it's going to take time. So that meeting led to the next meeting, which is going to happen on Monday, which will likely lead to the next meeting. That's how that typically works. I think for some people so used to the 24-hour news cycle, maybe that isn't fast enough, but that's how the real world works. And I would also point out that the people who are most critical have been wrong for the last 30 years about every single foreign policy issue under the sun. I mean, you just had Jake Sullivan on. Jake Sullivan just presided over, in the last 4 years, the disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, the invasion of Ukraine by Russia that he's not critical about President Trump on, and also, by the way, on October 2nd, 2023, he talked about the Middle East being as quiet as it's been in decades, and we know what happened just 5 years later.
That is Senator Eric Schmidt of Missouri, and he's right on point. And keep in mind, Trump, when his first term ended, he said, we'll walk out of NATO if you other nations, you don't want to step up and pony up more of your money. And everybody said, oh my God, we're going to pull out of NATO, everything's coming to an end. You know what happened? The other nations stepped up and started paying more money. You know who was happiest? NATO. You want a voice from the opposition. You want to hear from someone that's actually giving Trump credit for moving policy forward. From the opposition, now she accepts begrudgingly that Trump was right about NATO.
There is beginning to be a better understanding, both by the president and the people around him, as well as by the leaders of our European allies, that there can be common ground amongst us. And the kind of dismissiveness that we saw in the first Trump administration has been replaced by a much more obvious working relationship to the good of European security, transatlantic security, and hopefully Ukrainian security.
Oh, my God.
So I'm actually encouraged.
She's encouraged. She actually said the other day, if Trump can bring about peace in Ukraine, I will nominate him for the Nobel Prize. But, of course, she had to refer to, in the first term, Trump wasn't so nice. That's because he was getting things back in order. Like I said, imposing the other countries, you pony up more money. We're not going to carry all the weight for you. That's when she's trying to slip in that, I don't want to praise him too much. Senator Lindsey Graham says there is a pressure point here.
What's the weakness of Russia? Almost all of their income comes from oil and gas sales. If we went after the customers of Russia and said you had to pick between the American economy and buying cheap Russian oil or gas, they would pick the American economy. So here's what I would say about President Trump. He's the only guy that can do this. And my advice to President Trump and Marco is if you got to convince Putin that if this war doesn't end justly and honorably, with Ukraine making concessions also, we're going to destroy the Russian economy. We have the ability to do it. To Europe, why don't you put tariffs on India for buying Russian oil? To Europe, why don't you threaten China with tariffs for being the largest purchaser of Russian oil? To Europe, you can do more. If Europe and the United States banded together and we told Russia that if this war does not come to an end, we're going to destroy your fossil fuel economy.
That would change things, wouldn't it? But do you see any European nation stepping forward and pushing like that? No. They're shaking in their boots. They're standing in the shadow of Trump, but they don't want to be associated with him in case he goes upside down. But they're actually applauding him and praising him behind the curtain. China expert Gordon G. Chang talks about this relationship involving Russia and China and the other European and the European nations, that is. There is this focal point, as the Senator Graham was referring to, and it's got to be exercised delicately.
China and India are buying Russian oil in large quantities. They're keeping the war going. And it was right for President Trump to impose the 25% tariff on India on August 6th. But he also needs to cut off the flow of cash from China, because China is the bigger purchaser of Russian oil. You do that, it means no war in Ukraine eventually, because that's where Putin is getting the resources. You know, as for the policy of trying to split Russia from China, that sounds nice, but I think that it's impractical. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping see the world in the same terms. They've been partners for more than a decade. They identify the same enemy, which is the United States. And so, yes, maybe it's theoretically possible to pry the Russians away. But as a practical matter, it's extremely difficult.
It is difficult. Trump's special envoy said the other day, Putin has agreed to allow the U.S. to provide Ukraine robust security guarantees. Trump no longer wants just a ceasefire. He wants a final peace deal. And again, that's been part of the talks today with Zelensky and European leaders. Witkoff had said, we got an agreement that the U.S. and other European nations could exclusively offer Article 5-like language to cover a security guarantee. Article 5 in the NATO provision is a mutual allied defense, the cornerstone of the alliance, stipulating that one attack on one is an assault on the others. It would basically give that guarantee to Ukraine if in the future Russia decides to start everything again, even after we bring it to a halt now. But this is still in the talking stage. We're still waiting for the farmer to milk the cow to get it to you and your dairy case at your store. Coming up, I want to share the view from Mark Levin before we wrap up this hour on how Trump is working Putin and Zelensky. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day, must be another roofer in town. John, Bill and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Well, of course, earlier today, we had Zelensky and European leaders meeting with President Trump as, again, they're trying to find a way to bring an end to the war in Ukraine. And Trump met with Putin over the weekend in Alaska. Earlier today, at the White House with Zelensky. And yet the leftist legacy media continues to demand, I want to give us something immediately. Congressman Swalwell, among those in addition to the legacy media, hitting Trump saying, there's no progress from that Putin meeting. It's an art of no deal. Well, I'd like the opinion of political analyst John Gordon, who has his own program. John, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Larry. Good to be here.
So what do you think about how over the weekend, and I've been incensed watching it, and I could not wait to get on the air this Monday with it, how we had the leftist media, the legacy media, constantly look to undermine what was taking place. Margaret Brennan of CBS saying, well, they rolled out a red carpet for him. He had a warm handshake. It looks like he was being taken by Putin.
Well, what should we have done? Been disrespectful?
Yeah, that's what I said. Spit in his face.
Made him mad?
Yeah.
And had no peace conversation?
Yeah. That's what they would suggest.
Look, it's Trump derangement syndrome. Anything that Trump is for, they're against, including lowering crime in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have become the party of enabling murderers, robbers, and rapists because they don't want to control crime in the nation's capital, the third largest crime city in America.
John, they don't even want the Olympics in Los Angeles while Trump is president.
It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know, I remember back in the days of Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan and George Bush and
yeah.
Newt Gingrich. They disagreed, members of the same party. Tip O'Neill and Reagan were able to have civility.
Right.
They disagreed, but then they would have a cocktail at the end of the day.
Yep.
And they could be friends. Those days are just gone, and I yearn to get them back. And the divisiveness that these people are causing in the country today, you know, look at this guy, Mondavi. He's running for mayor of New York. The only platform he has is how much he dislikes Trump.
Yeah.
That is his main talking point, no different than Letitia James.
And yet he's
just
from,
a party of
And he's from
hatred.
Uganda, where they would kill LGBTQ community, and he marched in the parade with them in New York.
Yeah, right out there with Tim Walz.
Yeah. These guys, and it's one thing for the leftists, and they've got their position, okay, but it's how the, quote, legacy media, as I used to call them, state-controlled when Biden was in office, continue to spark the fire. You try to tamp out, try to bring some peace somewhere, they're right back in there refueling it.
Well, look, I think the media has been controlled by the government for 60 years. I mean, there are elements of the media that today will still tell you that Oswald pulled the trigger and acted alone in Dallas. Now we know that the CIA planned the assassination, conducted the assassination, and Hoover covered it up with the planning and encouragement of Allen Dulles and Lyndon Baines Johnson, who was about to be investigated for his business dealings with Billy Saul's Estes. he was on the hot seat, and the way to get out of the trouble was to assassinate the 35th president of the United States. We now know that the media has been paid by our government, New York Times, millions of dollars, Politico, $10 million just in subscriptions to subscribe to Politico within the federal government.
So it's on everybody's Twitter desk. So it's on everybody's desk with the same message.
Right. I mean, we share the Wall Street Journal in my house. I don't know why the people in the federal government can't do that. But they're paying $75,000 and $100,000 per prescription.
And they were doing it with the face of social media companies, providing them money for that.
You mean like when the FBI paid Twitter $3.4 million to deplatform people who did not support the company narrative on the vaccine?
John, don't be such a critic. Jeez.
Well, I'm just you know, spreading a little bit of truth, and it's as discouraging and disappointing as it is need to know.
Well, where we are right now, and as I had pointed out to the audience, I mean, the leftist approach is, both from the leftists that are in the party and the media, is that, boy, if Trump doesn't have something solid right now, then he's failing.
You know, a deal is a result of negotiation, and the stakes here are very high. And what we're seeing is Donald Trump doing what Donald Trump does best. That is the art of the deal. He knows that no one can leave here and have everything they want. Everybody's going to have to come to the middle, including Vladimir Putin and Zelensky. So if I were going to select someone to negotiate a deal, I can't think of anybody I would rather have representing our country and our interests than the president of the United States, Donald Trump.
I agree with you. Let me get your opinion on this specific, though. Steve Witkoff had said Putin agreed to allow the U.S. to provide Ukraine robust security guarantees. We got an agreement that the U.S. and other European nations could effectively offer Article 5-like language to cover a security guarantee. Article 5 within NATO is, if a NATO country is challenged or attacked, then we will all respond. Your thoughts?
Well, I think it's a lot to do about nothing, really, in the sense that whether Ukraine joins NATO or not, I think the European community is going to have to come to the table and help pay for their own defense. They've gone from 2% to 5%. And protecting the Ukraine from Russia is going to be one of their number one criteria and priorities. So whether Ukraine is in NATO, I think, is really a lot about nothing. What's the substance? The substance is the EU is going to be at the table. They're all there today. I just watched the head of the European Union arriving in Washington, at the White House, Ursula von der Leyen, and president of France, president of Italy.
Well, Trump has made it clear. He said he told Zelensky, you're going to have to give up Crimea. I don't know. Would you think that's going to be part of it, the Donbass region?
I think that's where the opportunity for compromise is. Crimea was given away by Obama in 2014.
Yeah, it was.
You're giving away something that's already gone.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Swallow your pride. Let's give them something. And in exchange for that, they're going to allow the EU to defend the Ukraine going forward.
Speaking of the Ukraine,
notwithstanding.
John, we're listening to analyst John Gordon. And John, speaking of the European Union, Lindsey Graham has said, why aren't they imposing tariffs and everything on any countries doing business with Russia? They're not doing it. The European Union just kind of wants to sit back and suck up what they can.
Well, they have behaved like spoiled children for the last 50 years since we saved their asses from Germany in World War II. And I analogize them to spoiled children. We've given them given and given and given. They never say thank you. They just say, give me more. Mm-hmm. And then Trump has come in and he's put his finger on the scale and say no, and said, no, you needed our help rebuilding Europe after World War II. Today, your population and your GDP combined is equivalent to the United States. It's time to stand on your own two feet. And that's what Trump has told them. And to my surprise, that's what they are agreeing to do, and it's about time.
You know, I mentioned that before you joined us about how Hillary Clinton begrudgingly acknowledging that Trump was right about how he's dealing with NATO. In the beginning, that first term, she's suggesting that he's trying to destroy the world by saying we'll pull out if they don't pony up more money. And the happiest ones, NATO, because they're getting more money from each of the countries.
Of course. And, you know, I've been in business for 40 years. I've managed large numbers of people. Being liked has never been important to me. Being respected was always what was important to me as a leader. And that's what we're seeing happen right now. Whether they like it or not is immaterial. The question is, do they respect it? And I don't think there's any denial that they respect the strength of the United States. And they respect the resolve of our leader.
Amen. John Gordon, I want to thank you very much for your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. We'll do it again. John Gordon has his own program, The Truth with John Gordon. And again, he's right on point. We are getting respect even from our enemies. And even the leftists, as I said with Hillary, begrudgingly admitting, I guess Trump was right about NATO. But in the beginning, remember how he acted? They're going to continue to throw barbs and, as I said, light fires in areas where we've already put them out. That's just their DNA. That's it. They know nothing else. Coming up, we're going to talk about the House should release more files on Russiagate and Epstein in our next hour. And also, we're going to take a look at some remarks by Mark Levin.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. PRIglobal.ai. PRIglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service. Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
See the ways of this world just bring you to tears. Keep the Lord in your heart and you'll have nothing to fear. Live the best that you can and don't lie and don't steal. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Well, Daddy, I've been trying. I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world I can't seem to shake.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What we're starting to see is the coordination that happened between the Clinton campaign, between those in the three-letter agencies that we're all too familiar with. But I think the troubling thing that appears to be coming out is that over and over and over again, there was real pressure at the very top levels of these agencies to have a narrative out there that we knew was false.
When it comes to the Durham Annex, we need that information to be public. What is crystal clear is that Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign financed, obviously, the Steele dossier, but behind the scenes was using the elements of our government, our intelligence community. I also believe the FISA court system to not just spy on the campaign of then candidate Donald Trump, but to undermine the presidency of Donald Trump simply because she lost and could not be president. And so this is stuff that we need to release to the American people. We need to get to the bottom of that immediately.
Absolutely. You were listening to Mark Meadows, former chief of staff for Trump, followed by Florida Congressman Byron Donalds. We do need accountability for all the stuff that was taking place in the lawfare against Trump. And it started when he first came down the escalator. It started then. And I have to admit, and I've said this before, if you've been a longtime listener, you've heard it. If you're not, you're going to hear it again. You'll hear it maybe for the first time, and you might be a little angry at me, but that's all right. I catch spears and bullets. Trump was not my first choice out of all the Republican candidates when he was running. He was not even my second, nor even my third choice. But when it came down to he beat Cruz, Rubio, and the others, and it was just Trump against Hillary, there was no choice to be made. It was Trump. There's no way I wanted Hillary. Benghazi, Clinton. We're never going to forget what you did with Benghazi, Hillary. Now you left our U.S. ambassador to die and others. No way I was going to allow her to be in the White House if I could help it with my vote. And of course, keep in mind, she and Bill had formed the Clinton Foundation, a global effort to help those who needed help. And those who didn't need the help but would like the money, like the Clintons. And they had all the nations in the world giving them money to their Clinton Global Initiative. Bill Clinton gets $500,000 just to fly to Russia and give a 15-minute speech where he probably just said, "Hey, you know, I remember a time I was sitting out on the sand of the dock and I saw a pretty bikini woman walking by." You have no idea what he really said that was of any value. But it was worth $500,000. That's how they made it look. And supposedly went direct to the foundation, not Bill. But the moment it became clear she could not win the presidency and had not, that whole thing collapsed. Money quit coming in, and the money that had been going out stopped going out, except to some of those on the inside. We still need accountability there. Just like we need what you were hearing here from Mark Meadows, former Trump chief of staff, and from Congressman Donalds, we need accountability on everything related to, quote, Russiagate, because Hillary was using all this stuff when she was running against Trump. And then once he had beat her, she was able to get the Obama team, that would include Attorney General Lynch, FBI Director Comey, Brennan, Clapper, all of them to get together, and Biden with Obama in the White House and present him a presidential daily briefing, but it didn't include how Trump was involved with Russiagate. So Obama kicked it out and said, you need to rewrite it. And Brennan's own staff members below him said, we cannot sign on to this thing. We don't think there's anything there. This is a team sport, guys. Get on board. This is our story. We're sticking with it. They recognize they don't want to stick with it because it's a lie. And then we get into the leaks that were taking place. And I'm going to spend more time on the leaks in our next hour. You don't want to miss our second hour. You can't miss a single hour of Larry Connors USA. If you cannot stay with us now, I understand. You have a life to live. Help your family first. Whatever your family needs, you do that. But you can always pull up the podcast later and or the video cast at LarryConnorsUSA.com or Newstalk STL Rumble. Larry Connors USA Rumble. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. We're on every podcast outlet available. You can't miss us. Larry Connors USA. But we'll get into it in more detail in the next hour, but let me point out here, reminding you that in that first Trump administration, Adam Schiff led the House investigation into Trump. First as a top Democrat on the Intel Committee, probing a Russian election interference. Lie! It was a lie. And then as the lead investigator withholding Ukraine aid that led to the president's first impeachment. Again, a lie. You know who made money in Ukraine? Burisma? Oh, that would be Hunter Biden. And do you remember Daddy saying, oh, I went and I told them, if you guys keep investigating that business my son's involved in, you won't get this money. Obama gave me permission to cut it off, and I will. And he told the group he was addressing. And I'll be damned, they went back and they fired that guy. CNN has a piece out. I want to share the headline and part of the story here with you. I know, just put up with it. The headline says everything. Trump uses FBI and Justice Department to escalate his longstanding feud with Adam Schiff. He's not escalating, he's bringing accountability. And as they say in their opening line, basically, now with Trump back in the White House, Schiff in the Senate, the president is using... Are you listening? Are you listening? Because the next words I say, we could go back and replace Trump with the name Biden. The president is using the full force of the federal government to try to turn the tables. That's exactly what Biden was doing. We know it now. We've already seen documentation. In addition to the leak coming from the SCIF, the Special Clearance Security Room, where they all were meeting, and then other intel information leaking out. And then the FBI, do not forget, the FBI had the laptop, the Hunter Biden laptop, for a year. And as it got close to the election, Miranda Devine of the Post got word of it. She was going to report on it. The FBI put its boot on that story and said there is no such laptop. And whatever exists is Russian collusion. And that's the story they told every major news legacy outlet. You don't want to touch this. This is a Russian collusion. You'd be helping the Russians. And every one of them turned away from it on the leftist side. NPR, oh, we don't touch fiction. That would be fiction. We don't touch that. It took the New York Times almost a year and a half to acknowledge the laptop even existed. And the pictures that everybody had already seen, yeah, they were correct. They were right. And even for Hunter Biden to write a book about it saying, yeah, I did that. I did it. And I had all them chicks around me. But the FBI, before a single vote was cast in that election, probably handed it to Biden. There have been enough people said, you know, if I had known all of that, if that had been made public about the laptop and Hunter's involvement with Ukraine and Burisma and all the money going to the Biden crime family, as I call it, I probably would not have voted that way, or I might not have. We don't know, do we? We don't know. But we do know this. The FBI peddled and sold a fake story and shut everything else down. So you were not allowed to make an informed voter decision because you were lied to. There are a lot of things I can stomach, but liars is one of them I cannot. Lie to me once and get away with it. Shame on you. Lie to me twice and try to get away with it. Shame on you. The author of 7 books about our nation, our Constitution, our future. In fact, the host of the Mark Levin Show had some words on the chess game currently between Trump and Putin. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I chose not to. So I've been thinking about President Trump and his meeting with Putin on Friday evening. And I thought to myself, there's no way Putin would have met with Biden. There's no way Putin would have met with anyone else but Donald Trump. And I think it's important that we set this up properly. Putin's in deep, deep trouble. He was forced out of Syria. Assad got creamed by the Israelis. He was forced out of his support for Iran because President Trump bombed those nuclear sites. So he's been relatively pushed at the Middle East. What else is going on? NATO is bigger and stronger than ever before in its history, thanks to Donald Trump. 5% each country has to give of their GDP to build up their own military. And not only that, Ukraine is going to be heavily armed. Why? Well, because NATO is going to purchase the armaments from us. We have the greatest armaments on the face of the earth, and we can produce them faster than anybody else. And they're also going to get access to the kinds of armaments that they weren't allowed to have under Biden.
Interesting. A lot of changes. I want you to hear more from Mark Levin coming up in the next hour. But I also want to put this in front of you. MSNBC, you know, the host of Rachel Maddow and the rest of those crazies. MSNBC is now separating itself, or is it the other way around? NBC separating itself. MSNBC will no longer be known as MSNBC. NBC News is splitting from them. It will now be known as MS Now. Boy, does that open up a lot of commentary possibility. Let me share some of what Breitbart had to write about it. MS Now officially stands for My Source for News, Opinion, and the World. Really? Maybe you should change the M to a B. Anyway, it says MS Now, according to the Breitbart, my sweaty nards occupy Wisconsin. The MSNBC president And an internal said, this new branding underscores our mission to serve as a destination for breaking news and best-in-class opinion journalism, all rooted, oh my God, the woman has a, she's got them to say this, all rooted in accurate and reported facts. For years, Maddow was basically telling her audience, I'm pretty sure Trump is going to be arrested at any moment. Don't go away anywhere. We'll be right here with it. But the MSNBC ratings entered the tank. The MSNBC owner Comcast spun it off. And now NBC says, we don't want to be part of that thing anymore. It stinks. And once you touch it, you can't get it off your hands or out of your nostrils. So, class, what did you learn this hour? As I told you, every hour with Larry Connors USA, news, opinion, analysis, and education. What did you learn this hour? Oh, we're not done for this day. You can take a brief recess. But we got a second hour of more information. Education. Next hour, a closer look at how classified intel got leaked to the legacy media. Remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details, plus gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545, 636-689-0545, or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.